Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply a new or another. A new or another. Now, we're in that New Year's time where people get excited and make resolutions. We know on New Year's Eve, people typically do a countdown, and when they get down to one, they say those famous words, Happy New Year. But is it really a new year, or is it just another year? I typically say that the beginning of January should be called January Fool's Day, because only the gullible believe that change simply comes with the passing of time. For most people, it's not a new year, it's just another year. Things won't change, time will just keep passing, and they'll see this year look like last year, and then next year look like the year before that. But my friends and neighbors, those who are able to master the art of success are those that understand the concept of creating a new and not just another. Are you interested, my friends, in developing a new attitude, a new philosophy, going in a new direction? Are you just excited because time has passed, or do you have a commitment to develop something like never before? My friends, I can tell you that there is a four-step process to creating a new versus another. It's found in our ANEW acronym. Four key components to achieving extraordinary change in every aspect of your life. Can we begin with that A that reminds us of the importance of associations? Yes, my friends and neighbors, if we want to live in ANEW, then we have to have new people, because new people expose us to new passions, which leads us to a new purpose, which takes us to new places and unlocks new possessions. Yes, my friends and neighbors, think about the people that you've met that have impacted you in a way that you could never before have imagined. It wouldn't have happened had you not met them. Think about it. When Thomas Edison and Henry Ford developed a strategic alliance, when they met each other, it changed the course of their history. And when you meet somebody new, my friends, it's going to change the course of your history. I challenge you today, my friends, to make a concerted effort to meet somebody new. Yes, my friends, and if you do that every day, these new relationships will build and you'll really be in a new year, because you'll be able to look back and see all the new people that you've impacted and that have impacted you. Make yourself available to meeting new people. Go places where you've not gone before and introduce yourself in circles that you never introduced yourself to in the past. That's how we make new, my friends and neighbors, is it begins first and foremost with new associations. That N in our ANEW acronym reminds us of the importance of notice. Notice, this simple six-letter word defines the art of recognition and appreciation. You can notice something new about a person, place, or thing, and it will give you a fresh perspective. You've got team members, my friends, with talents you've yet to uncover, with abilities you've yet to unlock, and influence you've yet to recognize. Yes, my friends and neighbors, are you noticing the unique qualities of those around you? I challenge you to ask questions, to carefully observe, to read, and gather all the information you can. See, in politics, it's called vetting. In school, it's called research. In business, it's called growth. Think of all the intricacies to the people you already know. It could take a lifetime for you to discover them all. You see, normally, we are resistant to embrace differences. But I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to notice the newness and the special qualities of those closest to you. Have you ever taken a trip that you take off all the time and noticed a billboard, a monument, a building, or something that you never noticed before, only because on your journey, you never took the time to look to the right or look to the left. You never took the time to pay attention to the smaller details. It happens to us all. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to carefully evaluate the people on your teams, to learn about them, ask them questions, watch them in action, read more about them, gather all the data you can, and you'll appreciate the individuals a whole lot more, because it'll be like meeting somebody new when you learn something new about the people, the places, the things, the business concepts that are in your current ecosystem. That E, my friends and neighbors, reminds us of the importance of expression. If you want to experience something new today, be free with your expressions. You see, freedom of expression is often overlooked in the big three. We typically talk about freedom of speech and we talk about freedom of religion, but we miss the other one, freedom of expression. Yes, my friends and neighbors, if you think about it, if you really think about it, positive expressions are most often repressed, while negative expressions tend to flow freely. You ever hear somebody say, "I'm gonna give her a piece of my mind," or "I'm gonna tell him what I really think"? Well, they're usually not about to say anything positive. This is typically going to be something negative. See, most people relish the opportunity to speak their minds when the words are hurtful, but what about when the words are uplifting? People often have the hardest time saying the following phrases: "I miss you," "I love you," "I need you," "I apologize," "I enjoy your company," "I'm thankful to God for you." My friends, I challenge you today to think about those phrases, think of those terms of endearment, and use them freely and frequently. You see, your challenge is to express yourself in the most positive ways to the people in your circle. Now, again, you're going to be resistant because you'll be afraid and thinking that they're going to take it the wrong way, because oftentimes that's the habit when it comes to people, is to assume that the positive things will be misconstrued. Let's not do that, my friends, because if it becomes our pattern and our habit with everybody we meet, then nobody will misunderstand us. I've got a great friend of mine who's a pastor of a prominent church, and every time he ends a conversation with anybody, he always ends it by saying, "I love you. I love you. I love you." I don't care if he's talking to a male or female, child or senior citizen, he's always going to end the conversation with, "I love you." And it's a powerful element that we often don't employ. When was the last time you said the words, "I love you," "I need you," "I miss you" to those that are in your circle? Not just to your family, not just to your significant others, but I'm speaking, my friends and neighbors, of individuals on your team. It'll unlock something on the inside of you and also on the inside of them. If you really want to experience a new year, let's begin to make new expressions. The last but not least, my friends and neighbors, the W reminds us of the importance of our will. W-I-L-L, a four-letter word that simply means the fine art of pushing ourselves. Think about all that you have to do today, the accomplishments you want to achieve this week. It requires discipline to reach our goals, and that's where our will comes in handy. What are the best ways to push ourselves? Let me give you just a few key elements, my friends. One is we've got to ignore past limitations. Stop saying that what you don't do well and what you're not good at. Stop confessing your can'ts and start confessing your cans. I challenge every one of you to watch the Special Olympics just one time. If you go online and you Google the Special Olympics, you're going to see people who have ignored their limitations. These are people that shouldn't be able to run a mile. They shouldn't even be able to run 100 yards. But they're doing things that society previously thought they could not do. And I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to draw on your will and ignore the past limitations. Next, I'm going to challenge you to do something different. Wake up an hour earlier. Go to bed an hour later. Read, write, meditate, work out. Dedicate that time of doing something that you don't normally do, but you know you need to do. Then lose all fear. When fear is gone, success arrives, peace abounds, and joy is complete. Focus on the rewards more than the risks. Believe in the power God placed on the inside of you. And because it's his power can't fail. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you that we can all experience a new versus another, and we can do it with excellence in everything we do. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, my friends. And if you did, I'd like to make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute can grow your business and change your life. And whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.